Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. I invited a coworker to join me at a concert, a Carl Orff's dramatic classical work based on 24 medieval poems called Carmina Burana. Music and poetry? He says, I don't know. He begrudgingly came along, but not before declaring he has never heard the composition, nor does he particularly care for choral music. On the first point, I assured him he has heard the opening movement in at least a dozen films. And on the second point, he just hadn't come across a performance worthy of his admiration. That, or he is an incorrigible Philistine. We laughed. At the show's end, after multiple ovations, we filed out of the theater. We were both exhausted from a powerful performance of voices and orchestral instruments. My coworker asked, how could I have survived so long without that music? I looked in his face and said, we don't. His question echoed the substance of my wife's sentiments when experiencing works of sublime virtuosity. Alvin Ailey's moving choreography and revelations, Kamasi Washington's gorgeous jazz album, The Epic, Romer Bearden's groundbreaking collages of The Block, and just about everything Ava DuVernay has written and or directed to date. Each time, Dee Dee says, as long as this exists, humanity will be okay. I am drawn to the idea of art as a barometer of our collective well-being, as essential to our survival. To imagine our lives without film, literature, music, visual arts, theater, and performance is to court a post-apocalyptic vision of the world that is ill, emaciated, and hollowed of its dreams. Art is unequivocal evidence of our sanctity, of our ability to feel, to go beyond forbidden precincts into the depth of our emotions. I wish we would put a moratorium on questions of relevance of the arts and realize the gift of beauty that artists grant. One need not listen to a lecture on the philosophy of glass by a glassblower to know that its functionality and purpose are everywhere writ on its surface. Today's poem evokes the other function of art: to prime us to embrace enchantment when the world cannot see itself beyond its ongoing strife and oblivion. Why Write Love Poetry in a Burning World? By Katie Farris. To train myself to find in the midst of hell what isn't hell. The body bald, cancerous, but still beautiful enough to imagine living the body, washing the body, replacing a loose front porch step, the body chewing what it takes to keep a body going. This scene has a tune, a language I can read, a door I cannot close. I stand within its wedge, a shield. Why write love poetry in a burning world? To train myself in the midst of a burning world to offer poems of love to a burning world. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.